Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. I'd like to begin today's message with a question to any of you, and a show of hands would be appreciated. How many of you have ever been walking behind someone in the woods when all of a sudden they let go of the branch that they had been pushing aside and it bounces right back into your face? Let me see that. Okay. Well, Brian, how did that feel when that happened? Not good, exactly. Smack, you know, because out of nowhere. Pastor was telling me this morning, too, Lindy has done that because he walks too fast, and so she lets that branch fly, slow him down a little bit. Well, that is a surprise to us, isn't it, when that happens? And it does hurt. And sometimes, though, we can also be surprised by a branch in a very good way, like when it's still winter and the branch on the tree starts to bloom. Pastor, you shared a couple of weeks ago about the birds that come and pick off the little berries on your tree. That's pretty neat during the winter time. Or when we think it's still winter and it's still going on to that last another month for us, and you see that the buds on those trees come early. And it's a surprise to us. Surprise, because what do we think? Spring is coming soon. Well, this morning we're also surprised by a branch. This branch, of course, is a person, and that branch is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're going to take a look at the prophecy from Isaiah this morning that describes how this Messiah would come to us. And again, from Isaiah chapter 11, "There shall come forth from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes on what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. And with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." So for us today to understand the tree, stump, and the root analogy Isaiah is making for us, we're going to go back a little bit in the book of Isaiah. Back to chapter 9. And Isaiah writes to the people of Israel in verses 13 through 15, he says these following words, as inspired by God. "The people did not turn to him who struck him, or inquire of the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm and branch, reed in one day. The elder and honored man is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail." Now, can anybody out there explain what I just read? I didn't think so. I had a little difficulty with that passage myself. So I went to a different translation. Perhaps this will help us understand what Isaiah is going and reading and telling us about. "But the people paid no mind to him, and they who hit him didn't seek God of the angel armies. So God hacked off Israel's head and tail, palm branch and reed, both on the same day. The big head were the elders, and the lying prophets were the tail." Ah, a little clearer. The people were very wicked in that time, and because of the leadership that was crooked and the false prophets that were there, they put their trust in the alliances that they had made and not in God. And God said that he would cut them down and he would use the Assyrians as the axe. The royal family, the descendants of Jesse and his son King David, would be cut down like a forest that had been clear, cut with not much of it left. But the wrath of God did not last very long. It would not last forever for those people, because in the next chapter 10, God said of the Assyrians, "Behold, the Lord God of hosts will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The great in height will be hewn down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with an axe, and Lebanon will fall by the majestic one." And again, for more clarification for us from this. "But now watch this. The Master, God of angel armies, swings his axe and he lops the branches. He chops down the giant trees, lays flat the towering forest on the march. His axe will make toothpicks of that forest, that Lebanon-like army reduced to kindling." It was in a very surprising way then that God destroyed the Assyrians. And here is exactly what he did. The Israelites were surrounded by the Assyrian army, and there was no chance of any escape. And so an angel of the Lord went out among the Assyrians, and on that day he put to death 185,000 Assyrians. And when the people got up the next morning, they were all dead bodies that they could see. And the king of Assyria left in a great haste because God had delivered his people. And I'm here to remind us all today that we are a lot like those Israelite kings. We deserve to be cut down also. Why? Because ever since Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of the good of evil, everyone else in their family tree, and that includes all of us gathered here today, we have rebelled against God. Just like the kings of Israel, we too put our trust in our alliances that we make. Suppose security that we have with our jobs, or perhaps it's our savings account, or it's our families. Or perhaps we make an alliance with our own resourcefulness. But you know, in one swift motion, God could swing an axe and he could take all of those things away from us. And that's what we really deserve because of our lack of trust in him and for failing to do what he demands. And then in our reading from John today, about John the Baptist, we hear these words from the book of Matthew. "The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." And yet, today we are reminded that the good news is we are not cut down. We are not thrown into the fire, but instead, by the grace of God, he delivers each and every one of us. And he does it in a very surprising way. As surprising as he sent that angel to kill those 185,000 men from the Assyrian army. And that is what our prophecy is about today. "A shoot shall come forth, a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." And so from that stump of this wicked people, and from the line of wicked kings, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would be born. A shoot of life would come from a dying nation. And this, of course, is a prophecy of our Lord Jesus. From the line of David, Jesus, of course, was born. And if you think about it and remember, he was born in a very surprising way, too. He was born in a barn. And it probably smelled of manure. He was born to a woman who became pregnant before she was even married, and from a people who had all but rejected God's promises. And the way that he accomplished the mission that he was given by his father, that's also very surprising as well. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him at baptism. He was anointed at that time, and Jesus did have perfect wisdom and understanding. He had perfect counsel and power, which he proved, of course, by the miracles which he performed. He also had perfect knowledge, so he didn't need to base his judgment on any evidence that he might see. He could see right into people's hearts. He can see right into our hearts. And Jesus did delight in the fear of the Lord and pleased him perfectly every way and at all times. Always managing to be sinless. And so what might we today expect from our Savior? Well, if he knows every sin because of his omniscience, and he hates every sin in his perfect righteousness, and he has power to destroy every sin in his omnipotence, then we might expect him to come in his wrath, striking people down, maybe throwing bolts of lightning. But what a surprise for each and every one of us and for all people, because his weapons aren't bolts of lightning or fire from heaven, but his weapon is his holy and precious word, the rod of his mouth and the breath of his lips. And while he does have every right to destroy every sinner and to banish them into hell forever, look at what he does with his power and his understanding and his righteousness. What does he do? But he gives it all away. And like the living shoot that comes out of the dead stump, as you see illustrated on your bulletins this morning, what does Jesus do? But he brings life out of death. By his death on the cross in our place, he saves us from our eternal death. By his agony of hell for each and every one of us, what did he do? He saved us from hell. By taking our sin upon himself, he took our sin away, and he gave us his righteousness. That is a very surprising way that our Savior accomplished his mission. And Isaiah also promised that this branch would bear fruit. And what fruit he does bear. That fruit turns out to be us, his people. People who believe in him. We have that perfect righteousness that God demands. God has brought us to life so that we no longer are stumps, but healthy trees. Healthy trees bearing the fruit of faith. For we are now redeemed and we are forgiven children of God, receiving life from that branch that has been we have been grafted into him. By faith in the branch, Jesus, who died on the cross to remove our sin, we are sinless and we are holy in the sight of God. His favor rests upon us, and that means that we do have peace with him. Just as the angels announced at Jesus' birth, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And Isaiah later said that the same thing to us in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah when he wrote these words, again, inspired by God. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. And because we have that peace through our Lord Jesus Christ, through that first coming, one day soon, when he comes again, we will experience that perfect peace that is beyond any of our own imaginations when we are in glory of heaven, eating from that tree of life. And so today, my dear friends, I ask all of us to join together as we rally to the root. We gather around him in his word and in worship, and we find that very surprising peace that he has to offer to each and every one of us. Even when the problems we face seem to dominate our lives, and the peace of God is hidden under the waste and perhaps all the garbage that comes into our lives, we are reminded that we know that one day soon we will leave this life And so I remind us today, don't be surprised when that day comes, but we are to be ready for it. And then be surprised at that perfect peace of heaven that is so much better than the best that any of us can imagine here while we're here on earth. And so for this Christmas, as we put up our Christmas trees, some of you may be in the process of doing that right now, we're reminded as we decorate those branches, remember the most important branch, the root of Jesse, who came from a very surprising place to accomplish his mission in a very surprising way, to give us those surprising results of that mission that were accomplished, the perfect peace that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love that he has given to us. And in this Advent season, we're reminded of that coming as we prepare our hearts, minds, and souls again for that blessed birth that we will celebrate in a couple of weeks. And so we ask the Lord to be with us this day, to grant us his favor, to give us that peace that passes all his human understanding. And it is in his precious and most glorious name we ask it. And all of God's people said, Amen. And now, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your word and for Jesus, who embodies and fulfills it perfectly. And it is by your Holy Spirit that you fill us with the hope and the joy and the peace in believing in him. In his precious name we ask it. Amen.